So you have a situation where a child who, if this child had medication, would be able to have a manageable life at home. But without the medication, it is sadly a nightmare for the family. I spoke to a family who are completely isolated from social events, from their wider family. They're in such a crisis and they can get no help. No psychiatric assistance, and there's none going to be there for the foreseeable. Another situation where a family are almost identical. It was two separate families, two separate meetings, and they've had to literally lock off access to their family who live nearby, their surrounding family, because they can't get respite support. You know, it's just... I can't understand how we end up in this situation. I don't know anybody. I've said this so often over the years. If you ask people, would you mind your money being spent on children with disabilities, on getting... Imagine that you're locked in your own home. You can't leave. You can't go because your child is just... It's going to be an awful situation where extended family will be physically attacked, and nobody will help. Nobody can help, either in terms of psychiatric assistance or respite. That's the reality on the ground, and it has to change, Minister.